Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.
Do you find it hard to find clothes that make you look good? Well, you're not alone. Rhonda wrote to me with this. My biggest challenge right now is finding clothes that fit right, are flattering, and that I can afford. My size makes me want to hide my figure, but I can't help thinking that there has to be clothes out there that would look decent if I just knew how to dress myself. So the first thing to think about is understand what suits your body today. So different size bodies, not all plus size bodies, I'm assuming, since you're saying that you have trouble dressing your body and fit. If you've got a plus size body, it could be a X shape. You may have a waisted shape, or you may have an unwaisted shape. It's worthwhile figuring out what your body shape is within the body shape kind of overall guidelines, because this gives you a better understanding of the parameters and of the silhouette that really is going to work for you best. Then you can actually start going out and looking for clothes that have those features that you're looking for. So what we really want to think about with body shape tells us the overall silhouette. It also tells us where to put horizontal lines to balance our figure and where to put verticals to elongate. So no matter your shape, we still all need to know those bits of information, because then before you even take it into the change room, you can look at a garment and see, has it got any chance of working on me or not? Because what gets really depressing is we keep taking all the wrong shapes and silhouettes of clothes into the change room. We try things on, we think, I look terrible. And then we go, that's it, I've had enough, and we go home with empty-handed. So this is where understanding what suits your body. So I have a free body shape calculator quiz that you are welcome to do, and then you can download your body shape Bible, or if you'd like my professional opinion on your shape, if you're really unsure, you can get that as part of my 7 Steps to Style program, along with a whole bunch of other stuff. So figure out your shape, then you understand the features and details you are looking for in clothes. It really makes such a big difference. And this is why I'm always going on about getting a style education, because honestly, it makes such a big difference. It makes you empowered when you're shopping. It makes that shopping easier because you know what to ignore. You can walk into a store and think, not for me, not for me, not for me. And that is fine. Now, as far as budget goes, if you've got a limited budget, think about secondhand or thrift stores, think about consignment stores, and think about discount department stores. So places like the TK or TJ Maxx's, the Marshalls, those places, you can get great clothes at very reasonably price points. So there are ways. Think about clothing swaps. There are lots of places you can get clothes, the secondhand markets, you name it. There's so many things, but you need to know what you're looking for first. This is why I always recommend getting a style education before you go shopping, because then you're not going to be wasting money. When you've got a limited budget, you don't want to waste money. So you want to know what it is that works for you before you shop, rather than kind of randomly shopping or shopping and buying the cheapest things and then still feeling bad about yourself. So you want to understand, what are the best necklines? What are the best silhouettes? Where should I have detail? Where should I keep plain and free of detail? Where do I want to look for vertical lines? All these things make the biggest difference to your style. So that is the start of what I would say. So there's always things out there. And remember too, that your body is unique. You may need an alteration to get things to fit. So if fit is an issue, it could be that your shape is not what manufacturing standard is. Well, it's very few of our shape is manufacturing standard. So you may need to alter. So if the widest part is your hips, but you've got a narrower waist, you need to buy for the hips and have the waist taken in. Or if you have a broader waist, but you've got slimmer thighs, you need to buy for your waist and have the thighs taken in. There's always things we can think about with alterations. Assuming we're going to go out and find something that fits us perfectly, we're actually looking for disappointment. So if you actually assume that you won't find a perfect fit, but things can be altered to fit, that is going to make a big difference. And this is where learning to sew can be such a great thing to do as well, because you have more control and you have the potential to be able to alter things yourself or even make things to fit you, if that is also something that you could think about. That's why I started sewing again, because I couldn't find things I wanted in the styles and shapes and patterns and colours that I liked. And so I ended up thinking, well, I may as well make it myself. Then I have so much more control. Next question comes from Zilla. She said, how do I look good when I'm overweight? Well, we talked a little bit about that just before. I'm menopausal and read your blog post, but with jackets, it's difficult to wear long cardigans underneath. Now, Zilla has a lot of questions, so I'm going to start these one by one. So, looking good when overweight. A, know what suits your body shape, because overweight is not a body shape. There are multiple different body shapes, so knowing what is your shape, start there. Jackets under, or long cardigans under jackets, that may be too many layers. So the thing when you're menopausal, particularly if you're getting hot flushes, you may want layers, but maybe it's not cardigans under jackets. Or thinking about, I always think the best way to go is to go fine layers, because it's much easier to layer up and take off layers when they're fine layers rather than thick or chunky layers, because it's much harder to fit a thick or chunky layer underneath something like a jacket, much easier to put a fine layer under a jacket. So think about kind of how thick the layers are, and think about how you are layering, because it may be better to think about more fine layers that you can easily peel off and put on depending on your heat, rather than something that's thick or chunky. So probably a cardigan under a jacket wouldn't be something I would think about layering so much. How to look good with flat shoes, especially in dresses in winter, as I live in the Arctic. So I would go for knee-high boots. So knee-high boots rather than flat shoes, these work really well, plus they keep your legs warm. And a flat knee-high boot will work. And then just make sure that your dress is not too long. Generally then, a dress kind of coming to just under your knee with a knee-high boot can work well. But knee-high boots, flat knee-high boots, they work really well with dresses in winter. How to avoid hat hair. I don't know the answer to this. I don't know if there is an answer. So I understand when you live somewhere really cold that your hat is going to flatten your hair down. Not really sure how to do this, apart from to get a very flat hairstyle. So this is where, if I've had to wear a hat, I might think about pulling my hair back into a ponytail, because then I'm not going to get hat hair. I'm not going to affect my hairstyle. But yeah, hat hair is a thing I can't fix, haven't got any solutions to. Finding trousers that are comfortable when sitting, because one size tend to expand, but not so baggy that you look like a sack. So what is lucky right now is wider leg trousers are back in. Trousers with more room through the thighs are the current trend. So I would be looking for more of those rather than the skinny legs that have been in fashion for a while. And how to find cool colours in wool for knitting? They should be everywhere. I mean, honestly, you'll find cool and warm colours in wool. So I would just be looking maybe at a broader range of websites if you're finding that where you are going now is lacking in those colours. My last question today comes from Kate. She says, I hate making decisions and not knowing whether things go together. I feel tired and cranky in the morning and don't want to waste energy choosing my clothes with a lot of effort. I wish I could just pick a ready-made outfit that I knew I liked and knew would look good. So, Katie, there's a couple of things here to think about. This is where having a colour palette really makes a difference, because when your colours all go together because they're within a defined colour palette, you'll actually find it way easier to put things together and that they just go together. Number two is understand your shape and the silhouette, and then buy clothes that fit that shape. Now, I wrote a blog post recently talking about the three main silhouettes. There's the fit and flare shape, there's the column shape, and then there's the waisted column shape. So when you understand which of those is your silhouette, basically buy everything in that silhouette, and you'll actually find it really easy to put things together, because if you're a fit and flare, you know that all your clothes do the fit and flare. If you're a column like me, you know that your clothes do columns. Versus if you're a waisted column, they have more of a waist than I have. If you've got that silhouette in mind, then you're not buying things that are all the different silhouettes. Because if you've got all the different silhouettes, it becomes much harder to put things together. If you've stuck to the one silhouette, you'll find it much easier. So a palette of colours where everything goes together and the colours mix and match easily, and then knowing your silhouette, then you will actually find much easier to put outfits together. Now, because you're limited time and more likely to get cranky in the morning, my suggestion would be is sometime on the weekend, when you've got a bit more time, is create a bunch of outfits, try things on, photograph them. Get a bunch of what I call go-to outfits, where you know the outfit works, take a photo of them, and then pop them in an album on your phone. Then, when you've got limited time in the morning, you can look up that album and go, oh, that's what I'm going to wear today, and you can put it on and you know it already works. You'll want to do this for each season. And anytime you bring a new garment into the wardrobe, you want to create a few outfits around it so that you then can add that into your like album of go-to outfits. So yeah, so do for each season, do anytime a new garment comes into your wardrobe, create some new outfits. But then if you photograph those, and this is the benefit of having outfit photos, is you've got a record, and then it makes it really easy when you're pushed for time in the morning to be able to quickly get up and get dressed and put something together that you know looks good. And this is just the value of the style education as well. Understanding what really suits you makes all the difference. It takes so much stress out of getting dressed because you know your purchasing decisions were good. So by the time you get anything into your wardrobe, you know it works for you, and then when you buy something that you know it already works with five or six other things you already own. And so therefore it is way easier to put those outfits together. And the more you know about your style, the easier it is to do this. It is such a great investment in your time, in your money, and in your style and feeling good and giving you confidence, because, you know, this is something we weren't taught at school, but it makes such a difference to your style every day. Thank you so much for watching, and thank you for your questions, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.